Grace O'Malley, die Piratenkönigin. Hallo, ich bin Chris vom Podcast Erlebnis Irland. Schön, dass du mit dabei bist. In der heutigen Episode geht es um Grace O'Malley, die Piratenkönigin von Irland. Grace O'Malley ist eine der faszinierendsten und inspirierendsten Figuren der irischen Geschichte. Geboren wurde die Dame ca. 1530 auf Clare Island in Westirland. Es war eine Frau, die sich nicht von den Normen ihrer Zeit einschränken ließ. Sie ist bekannt als Piratin, Clan-Chefin, Rebellin, die sich gegen die englische Herrschaft auflehnte. Als Tochter eines Clan-Chefs wuchs sie in der Welt von Piraterie und Seefahrt auf. Ihr Vater besaß eine Fischerflotte, handelte mit Salzheringen, und so lernte Grace schon früh die Kunst des Navigierens. Sie beherrschte 5 Sprachen Fließisch, darunter Gälisch, Latein, Französisch, Spanisch, Griechisch, allerdings kein Englisch. Bereits mit 16 Jahren heiratete sie das erste Mal den Anführer des O'Flaherty Clans und bekam 3 Kinder. Nach dem Tod ihres Mannes übernahm sie selbst die Verteidigung ihrer Burg gegen die Engländer und sicherte sich so eine eigene Anhängerschaft. Das irische Gesetz, wenn man das so nennen kann, die irischen Clan-Regeln erlaubten aber keine Clanführerschaft einer Frau, aber davon ließ sie sich nicht aufhalten, kehrte nach Clare Island zurück und übernahm die Flotte ihres Vaters und wurde nun Piratin. Sie wurde bekannt für ihre erfolgreichen Piraten bzw. Kaperfahrten, die ihr Reichtum und Wohlstand brachten. Sie übernahm und errichtete Burgen und dehnte ihre Raubzüge immer weiter aus. Irgendwann geriet sie dabei auch in Konflikt mit der englischen Krone, die ihre Herrschaft in Irland ebenfalls ausbaute. So kam es, dass sie gefangen genommen wurde, aber auch ihre Söhne. Und sie deshalb ihre Gegenspielerin und Konkurrentin Elisabeth die Erste in London aufsuchte. Es kam tatsächlich zur Audienz und die Verhandlungen wurden in Latein geführt. Die 2 Frauen einigten sich tatsächlich, Graces Sohn oder Söhne, die Quellen sind unterschiedlich, wurden freigelassen. Und Grace hatte versprochen, dann ihre Raubzüge unter englischer Flagge fortzuführen. Da aber Elizabeth auch nicht alle ihrer Zusagen einhielt, blieb das Verhältnis ambivalent. Die Faszination für Grace O'Malley ist deshalb bis heute ungebrochen und wird in Irland als Heldin gefeiert. Ihr findet ihre Geschichte in zahlreichen Büchern und auch Filmen. Auch für Irland sehr typisch in vielen Liedern. Auch die verstorbene Sinéad O'Connor hat eines ihr gewidmet. Und Wenn ihr etwas in unserem Podcast-Archiv stöbert, dann findet ihr auch einen Podcast über Westport House. Und das war eines ihrer Anwesen. Und auch da geht es in dieser Episode, geht es dann um Grace O'Malley. Warum ich euch das erzähle? Die Piratin hat auch auf Echill einen Posten hinterlassen, beziehungsweise einen Turm, ein Tower House. Und Liam erzählt uns in einem weiteren Interview von eben dieser bekannten Piratenkönigin.
Okay, so you said there's another legend of a pirate queen.
It's Pirate Queen Grainne Whale. Grainne Whale, her father wanted a son to take over his empire, the O'Malley Empire. It's O'Malley is the surname of the family, and he couldn't sire a son. So on one of his trips, he was going pirating. Mainly English ships that sailed up and down the west coast of Ireland. She decided she was going to go with him at the age of 14. And he wasn't having it because she was a girl and a lady. And she cut all her hair off and wore a hat and said she was going to sea with him. And that's how she got onto the ship with him. So she learned everything from him then, by watching him, and she became like fierce. You know, she could handle the sword better than any man, and with her women guide, like, she was probably slightly smarter than us poor maids. But she plundered all the ships that sailed the west coast of Ireland. And she had a respect of all her crew had respect for her because she fought alongside them. But she built these, what she calls lookout towers. Mm-hmm. One of them is in Achill in Clochmore. And she had another one in Westport, which still stands as well today. And she has one in Galway, which still stands, which is a lookout tower as well. Westport House is a country residence, but the other two are just lookout towers, and there's some of them dotted along. There's another one in just outside Newport called Rockfleet. So they were her towers, and she hit the English ships very quickly because she knew the waterways, and total piracy, nothing else. That's what it was, but. One of her sons got captured by the English and was taken to England put into the tower and was due for hanging. So she decided she was going to rescue the son, and she set sail and sailed up the Thames to Queen Elizabeth's castle, and she got away with it, and she got into the castle, spoke to Queen Elizabeth, and they spoke solely in Latin because she couldn't speak English and Queen Elizabeth couldn't speak Irish, but they both spoke Latin. And she sort of begged for her, well, she didn't beg, she asked for her son's life, and the stipulation was that she would stop raiding English ships. And of course, Grainne Whale said, "I will stop raiding your ships if I can get my son back." So she got her son back, and needless to say,
she didn't stop.
She carried on raiding the ships, and eventually, though, of course, she was defeated, and she is buried now on Clare Island. But like all women in Irish history, she was written out. and totally written out. So there isn't really much history really about her. It's 99% of it is word of mouth that's been mm-hmm. handed down. But all through the ages up till recently, for whatever reason, women in Irish history have been written out. So that's going well.
Yeah, but I think they are working on the history of hers at Westport especially.
Yeah.
So at the Westport House, you get a bit of information and books are published here now about Grace O'Malley. Very interesting woman.
Yes. But like, she's grown a whale here in Mayo and Queen Maeve in Sligo. She was...
Can you tell us something about Queen Maeve?
Because I just know that she's the angel. I'll Google it in a minute. Maeve. What did Maeve do? She something about a bull.
Queen Maeve wasn't Grainne Whaile.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Grainne Whaile is Mayo, but Sligo is Queen Maeve, and there's some story about.
It was a famous bull, and every time he touched a heifer, he had a calf. He was that good as a bull.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, but they have other bulls that miss.
Okay. No, that's not the story, Liam. Okay, I shouldn't have mentioned her.
It was called the bull. It was called the bull of. I can't think of the last now. Anyway, there was a big war over it.
Yeah.
It was a bloody bull. I don't know if that's all. Can't remember the bits of it. A bit stupid anyway.
Maybe they bull. Yeah, I was right.
I know you're
the
right.
The bull was owned by Deirdre Mac... somebody. I can't pronounce it. Fehol. They've got it in Irish, you say. Oh, yeah,
We try to find a dictionary with
Queen
Irish...
Queen Maeve of Connacht.
With Irish pronunciation.
Queen Maeve of Connacht, that's right.
Yeah. She was the queen of Mayo, Galway, Sligo, Leitrim and Roscommon.
You see, they used to... the cattle raids went on. They were, you know, but that was the battle back then. And the what year would that have been? What time? The Brown Bull, Cooloney.
1014, that.
Raid.
Was it?
Irish myths and legends. Let me see what that says.
The same what we do.
Exactly.
Myths and legends.
Yeah.
See, cattle then were the equivalent of, you know, the camels?
Mm-hmm.
No, if you were getting married to somebody,
currency.
You give them 5 camels or 6 camels.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in Ireland. If you're getting married to somebody, you give them a few cattle. And that's all you were worth then. Sorry.
I can't see that they're not giving dates, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter about the date. It's
something. What is interesting, the words for wedding presents...
Yeah, in Germany, dowries.
It's like mitgift.
Yeah.
What used to give them in Germany?
Mitgift. So gift normally is poison. So you only have this in the old word that gift means something that you give away.
Yeah.
So so you give it as a present for the wedding. And it's the only, I think it's the only way you say gift as a present in Germany with the mitgift. And this is a word
poison.
Which is all...
I think it means poison.
Yeah.
Because you get the poison with the...
with the wife.
With
mother-in-law.
Your mother loves the... Oh, your mother shouldn't hear the podcast.
Yeah.
Jetzt freut's mich, dass du bei dieser Episode... mit dabei warst. Wenn du keine Episode mehr verpassen willst, dann abonniere einfach unseren Kanal. Wenn du direkt mit uns reden willst, dann oder chatten willst, dann kannst du das gerne in unserer Facebook-Gruppe tun. Gleicher Name, Erlebnis Irland, genauso auch die Facebook-Seite. Darüber kannst du uns direkt erreichen und immer auf dem Laufenden bleiben. Ich wünsche dir einen ganz tollen Tag. Bis ganz, ganz bald. Dein Chris und
deine Fee.